How did One Nation become so popular, and could Pauline Hanson become the Prime Minister? Pauline Hanson's One Nation Party has overtaken Labor to become Australia's most popular political party, according to the latest Redbridge poll published in the Australian Financial Review. It shows One Nation leading Labor on primary votes, 31 to 28%. So let's unpack what's driving Australians to say they'd rather vote for One Nation. Front and centre is that the majority of Australians think the country is heading in the wrong direction, according to the poll. And this, analysts say, is a rejection of the two major parties, as Australians look for alternatives. Another key factor driving One Nation's popularity is the recent federal budget. Labor's proposed tax changes are falling flat with all demographics. But Federal Health Minister Mark Butler says the polling is more about the pressure and uncertainty Australians are facing.
I think what the polls show, though, and private research that everyone does is showing, is that people are under real pressure right now.
While Shadow Treasurer Tim Wilson says the poll results are simply a rejection of the Labor government.
Australians are despairing that this government has no interest in the Australian people, betrays them at every point. We're led by a fake as a Prime Minister, and people are looking for a sense of hope.
And while the Liberals say they can provide that hope, so does One Nation. But could One Nation's popularity actually see the party's leader, Pauline Hanson, become the Prime Minister? According to the Redbridge poll, while Anthony Albanese maintains a lead over Pauline Hanson as preferred Prime Minister overall, Senator Pauline Hanson leads as preferred Prime Minister among Gen X. The reality is, Pauline Hanson could become Prime Minister, but there are significant things that would need to happen first. By convention, the PM holds a seat in the lower house. Pauline Hanson isn't ruling out running for the House of Representatives and says she has the ability to lead the country.
Look, I know this is what I've been working towards all my political career, but it's not for me personally. I want a change for the country. I want people to feel that they've, got some hope for the future.
And there's another major hurdle. One Nation would need to win a lot of seats in the lower house at the next election to take government.